You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hand Me My Purse is a production of iHeart Podcasts. So as I was perusing Tashina Arnold's internet, I found this. I don't know where I found it. I did not document that. So shout out to whoever this belongs to. It reads, "Anything that is meant for you will naturally find its way into your life. Anything that is not meant for you will find a way to leave. Let things come and go and trust that every redirection is leading you to something better." And that's it. That is completely and absolutely all there is to say about that.
Can't see the thing around me. Okay.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Hand Me My Purse, the podcast. I'm Mimi Walker, and I will be your forever host each and every single time that you tune in to this podcast. So go ahead and get comfortable. Get yourself a glass of your favorite beverage, whether that's room temperature bottled water from some fancy spring in the Polynesian Islands, some horchata. Yuck. A hot cup of coffee with oat milk and hazelnut syrup, or just a simple glass of bourbon on the rocks with a splash of lemonade. Sounds kind of tasty. Go light yourself a candle, some incense, or burn some sage and just get ready to chill out and have yourself a good time. What's up, friends and kin? It's Mimi, resident Auntie Supreme here at Hand Me My Purse. And today I am sipping on some hibiscus tea. You know that's a fave of mine. Lavender and chamomile probiotics tea. And that is because today I went out with two of my gentlemen friends. And I literally mean I was trying to say literally. It didn't come out that way. It sounded like literally. But I literally mean that they are both platonic friends of mine that are men, gentlemen, kind, sweet, thoughtful men that are my friends. People often think that, you know, there cannot be a healthy friendship or relationship between a man and a woman that isn't sexual or physical or just downright nasty in some nature. And that is completely wrong. If you're both mature, it can happen. And so anyway, I went out with one of my friends. Shout out to my homeboy, Yusuf. And then as we were about to depart, after we got something to eat, my very, very, very close friend, shout out to my friend Tyron, I love you, you crazy little light-eyed nut. He is one of my closest friends in the whole wide world. He called me and told me that he was in the city and he lives about 45 minutes away. So then we met up and hung out, and it was good to see him because I hadn't seen him. It was good to see both of them because I haven't seen either one of them in a few months. The weather was nice today. It was a beautiful day. Anyway, my bad. Back to why I'm drinking the tea in the first place.
Stick to the game plan.
So over the course of the day, I had a bit of alcohol today, and I had some ice cream. I had some fried lobster tenders, Brussels sprouts with hot honey and liquid feta, and garlic truffle fries. So naturally,
no, what?
I had that.
What in the world is that?
Yeah, it was a lot happening. I was having a good time. I was having a good time with my friends. So naturally, I just need to do some course correction. And I'm drinking hibiscus tea because it's really good for when you consume too much salt or when you drink sodium. I mean, when you have too much sodium in your system or sodium in your bloodstream. And lavender chamomile tea with probiotics because, duh, gut health. And I am not always good with digesting the lactose. Or the milks. So I definitely need to do that. I'm also drinking a lot of water because I'm trying to flush all of this out of my system. Today was just a full day. Tomorrow I'm going back to eating my salads and my skyr, which is an Icelandic yogurt. It's so fucking good. But anyway, drinking green drinks and smoothies and protein shakes and fruit. I'm going back to that because I went hammer time today. I ain't even gonna lie.
That's a tornado.
Friends and kin, for today's jam, I chose a song by Nirvana. And I came to this because I was on the internet doing something and I saw a quote by Kurt Cobain that I really, really liked. And I said, you know, I should use this quote for We Got to Do Better. And I said, nope, not going to do that because I have a process. But I said, you know what? Let me make the jam a Nirvana song. I love Nirvana. And so if you don't know who Nirvana is, you could be too young or you could be too old. You're probably not of Generation X. You probably didn't grow up in the 90s. And I mean, grow up in the 90s, like in high school in the 90s. But anyway, I chose Come As You Are. It's one of my faves. And I love this song because I love the lyrics. I love the lyrics. I love the music. I love the way he sings it. I love the arrangement. I love the melody. And I'm going to read some of the lyrics and, you know, of course the song is going to play, but I wanted to read some of them for you. Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as an old enemy. Take your time, hurry up. The choice is yours, don't be late. Take a rest. As a friend, as an old memoria. I'm assuming memoria is some kind of Latin word for memory. Then he says, come doused in mud, soaked in bleach, as I want you to be, as a trend, as a friend, as an old memoria. It's not that long of a song. Not a lot of words there, a couple more, but go ahead and just listen to it, get into it. I cannot remember if I made this song a jam before, like many, many moons ago. I can't remember. But if I did, get into it again. How about that? The truth of the matter is that one day I'm going to sit down and I'm going to go through all of my prior episodes before season four, because this is season four. All of my prior episodes, season, did I just say episodes?
What in the world is that?
All of my prior episodes, okay? And I am going to create a playlist of seasons one through three. The playlist will be it'll have 50 songs or 49 songs of every jam that I've had from seasons one through three. So that I can reference them so that I know if I'm repeating them. But anyway, I've talked enough. Get into this song. It is a jam for this episode, but it is also my jam, period. And then let's go ahead and get into this show. Let's get this party story. Take your time. Hurry up. Just as you're.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What's up, friends and kin? It is me, Mimi Walker, and I'm here with one of my very, very good friends and friend of the show. She's been a guest on the show before. Her name is, you can introduce yourself. What's your name?
My name is Ebony Vaughn.
Okay, Ebony Vaughn. Ebony Vaughn is a very good friend of mine. Ebony, why don't you tell the people who you are?
Okay. So I am a licensed therapist. I am a school social worker, and I own a mental health practice in the Baltimore County area. I work with children, adults, and families, helping them to gain freedom.
Freedom from what?
Mental health challenges.
Okay. Okay. Because sometimes mental health challenges, I know I can't speak for anybody else, but I know for me, sometimes they do feel like they have you locked up.
Yeah.
Bound even, right?
Yes. So I am a trauma therapist. So I do a lot of work in trauma and also working, helping people to navigate anxiety, depression, and other mental health disorders.
Okay. Okay. Ebony is the kind of friend that is so helpful for me because I tend to, don't do that. You already know that. because I tend to overthink, and Ebony is she's one of the coolest people I know. And cool.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, you always say, that you're boring and you're not cool, but you are literally the coolest person, one of the coolest people that I know, in that you don't let a lot of external factors affect how you navigate your life. Like, you don't get thrown off, of course, much. Now, it does happen. You know, I mean, you're a human being, so it happens. I've seen
Absolutely.
It happen. But you don't allow things on a regular basis to take you off course. So when I say cool, I literally mean, like, you're cool in that you're very cool, calm, and collected. I haven't seen you, like, riddled with anxiety. I haven't seen you with any extreme emotion. I have seen you cry a couple times, though. Yes. But
yes.
No extreme emotion, like extreme anger or maybe extreme annoyance. I've seen you annoyed by people before.
Yes.
But, like, nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen you really happy, but I've never seen you, you know, be affected by someone so much that it takes you, like, off of your seat or off of your throne.
Yes.
And I just made that up. If we're all considered royalty, to have somebody take you off your throne for a moment. I've never seen that happen to you. And that happens to me a lot. And sometimes it's me. And so it is awesome. I haven't had you on the show in a really long time. I wanted to have you on the show because we were talking one day in your office, and we were talking about, I always talk about how when people are inauthentic, it really, like, it does something to me sometimes. Like, it sometimes physically I have, like, a response to it, like, ugh, right? And we were talking about something. We were talking about people lying to themselves. And one of the awesome things about being Ebony's friend is that she is a minister, right? And at any given time, she going to give you a little sermon, okay? And not like, not... Ooh, and not like a, oh Lord, here she goes again. But, like, you know what? She was just preaching just a second ago and you didn't even realize it.
Jesus.
And so we were talking and you went and you went and had a sermon. And it's like, where's my tambourine? Let's open our Bibles because Pastor is getting ready to pastor today. Okay. And so I said, I love this conversation around people, around self-deception and inauthenticity and disingenuineness and just, like, lying to yourself. Because essentially being inauthentic, you are telling the biggest lies to you. I mean, of course you're telling them to other people and not intentionally, but to me, you are telling the biggest lie to yourself, and that is that I am this person, or that I believe these things, or that I am this way, when in actuality, you are not. Because who really cares about what, I mean, not that you should go around lying to people, that's not what I'm saying, but, like, bump them other people. If you are not being truthful with yourself, like what you tell other people doesn't even matter, right or no?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So where does, let's get to the root of that a little bit. Like, what is that about?
Yeah, you know, as you were just talking, and I love the way you kind of segue into that. But what I really, the words that really struck me immediately is defensive structures. Okay. And I think that, you know, oftentimes when we self-deceive, it's really about a defense mechanism. It's really about us trying to create a world that we can live with or that we can stomach. And so sometimes when we go through life and we go through challenges, you know, it's something real simple. But, you know, thinking about if you have been disappointed in a relationship and you say to yourself, I'm not worried about that. I'm done with that. It's over. I'm not even thinking about that anymore. And the minute you say that, you're already ruminating. But something tells you that you're OK, that I'm not thinking about it. It's OK. I don't care. And I just think that a lot of times when we do it long enough, we begin to believe it because it's safe in believing it. Mm. And so, you know, and so when I say those defensive structures, it's really about what we create. I mean, because think about it, we experience extremely traumatic events or disappointments in relationships. And we have to learn how to navigate it without falling apart. Right.
Right.
And sometimes that may require us creating a fortress or a fortress of lies so Ooh. That we can go day to day. Because if we don't, it's like I'm falling apart every 5 minutes. So I got to tell myself that everything is okay or that I'm fine when I'm really not. Mm. And I also think that, you know, when you think about a lie, sometimes lies are intentional, right?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's more or less like you're deliberate. You're saying I'm being intentionally, you know, deceptive.
Dishonest or deceptive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you think about self-deception, it could be conscious or it could be unconscious. It really depends on our paradigm in terms of how we think
right.
and how we allow ourselves to think. You know, so that's the you know, that's the first thing that I thought about, those defensive structures and why we have to self-deceive.
Okay, so you're saying that basically usually it's a defense mechanism for people when they are being deceptive with themselves. And it's interesting that you said that a lot of times people do it because it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's safe.
Yeah, it's safe. But is it mm-hmm. though, Ebony?
Well, it's safe in that at times it's what you tell yourself
you
so
need.
That you can survive. And I always think about and I'm not going to do a sermon.
No,
but
do
I
it.
Think
so
about
time out. What you not finna do on my show, okay, is censor yourself, okay, evangelist
yes.
Vaughn. We're not doing that on this show because here at this show on Hand Me My Purse, I want these people to experience a little. I'm very transparent with them. I'm often very vulnerable on this show, you know. And when I say Ebony is a friend of the show, like she listens to it. So it's not just like, she comes on and then she leaves. Like, we talk about this. Ebony has her own podcast and she got 95 books. She done written 8,000 books. I don't even understand how this woman does this, but she does. She does it because she's, don't, no offense to you, evangelist, bishop. She's a bad bitch, okay? She writes the books. She got the business and she's a good human. Okay.
Oh, so thank you.
You are, Ebony. You know I love you. So I think my thing is, like, how is it safe, though? Because is it safe if we are not being true to ourselves?
Well, it feels safe. And I think that feeling
I think that's a deception, though.
Yeah. I think that feeling isn't always our reality, but it's what we're comfortable with. And I always, and the reason why I brought up the sermon thing is because I remember a year or so I taught, and one of the things that I talked about is how do I get free from something that has kept me safe Ooh. All my life?
Told y'all she'd right? be preaching. Come on
and,
now.
And Jesus, sometimes Jesus, the Jesus. Lies that we tell ourselves, the defensive structures that we create, these are structures that prevents us from getting hurt again. It prevents us from experiencing the trauma or the pain that we may have experienced in the past. And so it could be, you know, all of a sudden now I'm hard when I used to be warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be anything. You know, it could be your demeanor, your personality, your language, your conversation. And all of those things, you know, we create so that we can live with the memory, so that we can live with the trauma that is still stored in our bodies, right? I always think about how, you know, I tell people all the time, when I was a, you know, when I was a teenager, I was very hard, right? And what I mean by that is I had this persona like I'm not taking no stuff off of nobody. And that was first and foremost with guys. And, you know, if thinking like a dude was a word, you know, was a thing for me, that's what it would be. Why? Because I was hurt. I was afraid to get wounded again or get abandoned again. So my thing is hurt first, or right. you're not going to do this to me, or you're not. So I created defensive structures and I became something that I was not.
Right.
Right. And, right. And in doing that, you know, I have lied to myself at times, telling myself I don't care. It didn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do this. I'm, you know, all of these things that I think, you know, like I'm going to say what's on my mind. I don't care. I created this image and this persona that wasn't even my authentic self, but it was there to protect me and to keep me from getting hurt. Now, do you still get hurt? Sure,
yes,
you do.
Absolutely.
But the level of consciousness we create is kind of like I'm impenetrable. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to happen to me anymore. So I think that's where the self-deception come in, where we, you know, because of our experiences, because of our trauma, we become something that we weren't designed to be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, so here's my question for you then. You said that, and I was trying to hold it because I'm working on, like, my therapist tells me that I don't have ADHD, but I'm like, Miss Mamas, yes, I do. She also said to me before, no, you're not depressed. Lady, yes, I am. I've been in this mental health game a long time. Yes, I am. Something is off. But anyway, so I was over here trying to hold what I was saying. You said we create these things to protect ourselves from getting hurt and to protect ourselves from whatever. But I feel like, and while you were talking, and you were talking about being hard and saying, oh, I don't care, or it's not important to me or whatever, especially in relationships, in romantic relationships and friendships and familial relationships, relationships with your hairstylist, your nail tech, the mailman, whoever. When we are hurt or we are abandoned or rejected or traumatized, sometimes we try to dumb our emotions and our feelings down. And we do that, like you said, sometimes it is subconscious. It's just a natural or an innate defense mechanism that occurs. But the truth of the matter is, I feel like as someone who has done this and who has experienced this, now that I look back, it kind of held me back from my own truth, though. Right?
Yes.
And when
yes.
when you hold yourself back from your own truth, you can't really experience the fullness of joy or the fullness of your life because you're too busy holding yourself back from experiencing and feeling anything so that you can keep this wall up or so that you can keep this persona up like you're not affected or whatever the defensive yeah. structure. I like that. It sounds very technical, your defensive structure, but whatever it is, you keep that up, but you are not living a full life because you are spending so much time pretending to be someone you are not. And I think that it was not until this moment that I realized that may be a part of why I don't like the concept of inauthenticity or disingenuousness or being fake or phony. One, it costs too much. Okay, it costs too much time. It costs too much of my thinking. And more importantly, it takes too much of my energy away that I have to worry about something that doesn't even really matter. This fake person or this illusion of who you are or delusion of who you are, it takes too much time to uphold that when if you were just being yourself and sitting in who you are, the shadow side of you, the bright side of you, your greatness, your flaws, like you don't have to worry about trying to put on for somebody. And you can really just experience the fullness of life and the fullness Absolutely. Of joy and the fullness of hurt. Because the thing is that you can't stop from being hurt. Like you can't prevent that. Like mm-hmm. that's not really how it goes. And if you focus on preventing that was the thought that it came back to me. If you focus on trying not to be hurt, you won't find love either though.
Yeah.
Because you're just so focused on not hurting, you're not going to find that. You're not going to find joy because you're so focused on not experiencing pain.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm so in agreement with everything you said. And I think that, you know, when we lie to ourselves, we create, you know, and I talked about this defensive structure, but the thing is, we have created something to protect us from the outside, but we're stuck in the inside. Yeah. So it's almost like we're imprisoned by ourselves. And because of that, we become something that we're not. And I think that, you know, that is totally against it is totally against our nature. But the other thing is, we're just surviving. We're just, you know, trying to make it, but we're not thriving. And we know now that we're, you know, an awakened people. We understand that the more important thing is to thrive as opposed to surviving. Right. But many of us had to survive. Think about the extreme traumatic events that people have endured and what it took for them to endure those moments. You know, I think about, as a clinician, I think about dissociative disorder, which is multiple personality disorder, and they create, you know, personalities, and they create they compartmentalize aspects of themselves, whether it's through alter egos or whether it's just through various realities, but it came from somewhere. They were running from something. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying in terms of, you know, having to protect themselves from a world. And, you know, not to get too much into this, but, you know, in working with people who have tremendous traumas, you know, I've spoken to people who, you know, maybe they were abused in the past. And, you know, they said things to me, you know, like when it was happening, you know, I envisioned or imagined that I was somewhere else. Mm. And, you know, and because of that, I got through that moment. And okay. It's almost like I blocked those, you know, those moments and those experiences because of how painful it is.
Yeah.
Now, that is a very extreme example of how somebody can dissociate, mm-hmm. but it's real.
It makes me think of, there's a young man at our school. It makes me think of, you know, the young man who sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not, sometimes he checks himself into the psych ward, and sometimes mm-hmm. he checks himself out, and the condition that he has, and how I wonder if there's a connection. You know, I be reaching sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I be reaching for the moon, okay, and overthinking. But is there something connected to that where you experience trauma, or just the way your brain is wired, how you can create like a whole different world that is protecting you, and you are not like living in reality?
Absolutely. And guess who? And children do it all the time. That's how we create our play worlds and our play lives at 2 and 3 and 4 mm-hmm. and all of these different, you know, as young children, it happens. But then as we become adults, you know, we are faced with the reality. Right. And then we're also faced with what we have considered the reality. And I think that there are vast differences between those who struggle with mental disorders such as dissociative and some of the other disorders, and those and then those who have, you know, just created self-deceptive realities to not deal with or to avoid feelings. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is so key, because this is what we talk about so much in therapy. It's not so much in the work that I do with so many people. I don't work with too many people who have experienced the mental disorder of dissociation, but I do work with a lot of people who have created ways of thinking, and they have created personas and these deceptive descriptions of who they are because of what they've experienced, whether it's through relationships or whether it's through, you know, and it could be biological relationships or romantic relationships. And the biggest, the bulk of the therapeutic work that we do is to get people to a place of self-awareness. And that is, you know, more times than not, the most important aspect of any therapeutic process, getting you to see reality for what it really is, as opposed to what you've told yourself it is. And that is the part that, you know, we have to be honest with. And one of the things that as therapists, many therapists, we focus on and we help people to do and to practice daily is own your feelings. Mm-hmm. Don't judge them, but own them. Because sometimes when we judge our feelings, because they appear to be harsh or because they appear to be have a negative connotation, we'll deny it just so we won't look bad. Yes. And it's kind of like, no, own it. You know, it's not about whether it's right or wrong. We're not even going to deal with that first.
Right.
I just want to know how you feel.
Just tell me.
Let's not. Yeah.
Just tell me what it is. As the kids say, keep it a buck. Just tell me what it is, and then we can work from there. You mentioned self-awareness, and it says, I looked something up, and it says, self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or do not align with your internal standards. If you're highly self-aware, you can objectively evaluate yourself, manage your emotions, align your behavior with your values, and understand correctly how others perceive you. That sound right?
Absolutely.
So what happens when we lack self-awareness? Like how you were talking about the greatest thing in therapy is to get people to get to a place of self-awareness. Because I would imagine as the clinician or as the therapist, until you get to them to that place, like y'all really just playing in these sessions. Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like if somebody is coming to you, because I feel like therapy is very, I know it sounds bad to say this because it's a good thing that it is, but it's super trendy now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is good. It needs to be trendy, especially in this country, because people need therapy in this country. But I feel like exactly what I just said, and I remember having this conversation with my aunt, like, if you are going to therapy and you not telling the truth or you not like, what are you talking to this lady about? Because if you are not going to therapy and like having a conversation and like getting real, like if people are not going to therapy, because when I go to therapy, if I take my proverbial clothes off, I get naked. I'm going to tell the lady everything. I'm going to tell her about the dark thoughts, the happy thoughts, the tears. I'm going to cry. I'm going to fall out. And you know that firsthand when it comes to me. I don't have a problem with holding back, because how can I heal if I'm not honest?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because if you're not honest, what are you healing? If I'm not being honest about my feelings, how my reactions, what I'm thinking, I'm feeling, what is it that you're healing if you're not telling the truth? And so it seems like that would be a difficult thing as a therapist or a psychologist, psychiatrist, clinician, whatever, to deal with when you are seeing your clients or your patients or your whatever you call them. But if they are coming in and they are not being authentic, and usually I bet y'all can smell it a mile away. I know you can, because, you know, you got that eye. But like until they get to that place, it's like y'all just kind of, I don't want to say wasting each other's time, but like y'all ain't really hitting on nothing if the person is not being authentic or telling the truth, right?
Well, I think that there are stages to that and there's levels to that. And the reason why I say that there are stages to that is you almost never get to see a person authentically the first time. You know, when you start talking about that level of intimacy, it takes time to uncover. And what we can't do as therapists is strip you before you're ready.
Right.
Because if we strip you of your reality or your perceived reality before you're ready, you're going to fight me, or you may just shut down.
Or
so
leave.
Oftentimes,
or not come back,
leave.
Right?
Absolutely. And so there are oftentimes when you have to take your time. And the way that you do that is you begin to, you know, recognize patterns of thought and patterns of behavior. And you kind of, you know, bring those out as you're having your discussions. But you're almost never get the authentic, true, authentic person when you first meet them. And that's okay, because the fact of the matter is some people are very protective of their authentic selves. Mm-hmm. And so they're not always comfortable with people meeting that person right. until they're comfortable with it. Right. And so that is something, you know, that I truly understand. But you're right in terms of being in therapy week after week and you're coming presenting this created self mm-hmm. and not allowing yourself to really do the work of understanding you. And I think that self-awareness part, it takes courage, because you have to be able to be introspective and reflective about mm-hmm. your character and about, you know, and about who you are and how you show up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the way we show up is not who we think we are.
Come on now.
And so, you know, that takes a level of humility and a level of acceptance that, quite frankly, because of those defensive structures that we've created to keep us, that form of denial is basically what it is, a pretty word for denial. But what is denial other than I'm going to protect me from this truth? You know, so I think that the work that we put in therapy really has to do with that engagement piece, you know, in terms of having those conversations and dialogues that bring out patterns of behavior, that bring out patterns of thought and what those things produce. You know, see, because sometimes people have to see their wreckage before they're willing to see what produced the wreckage. Mm. They have to be able to see what they've done first
What do you mean? Tell me what you mean. Give me an example.
An example would be a person may, let's just say, may have destroyed somebody's life mm-hmm. emotionally, financially, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
They may not be able to stomach that they
are responsible
are the kind of person they may not be able to stomach that they are the kind of person that would ruin someone's life. Mm-hmm. But it's not until after they do it and they're open enough to see the wreckage of what they're done that they're able to go back and reflect upon it. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes going into it, if you were to tell them you are rotten, you will destroy me, they may deny it.
Right.
Depending upon their self-awareness, their ability to be honest with themselves about, you know, about who they are and what they do.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late.
Vivian Putin Beach.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, I get that. That's heavy. That one meant, let me drink that down. That is a lot. So basically what you are saying is they have to see the destruction. Like, think of them. I'm always using analogies. Let's think of the person as emotionally abusive, right?
Absolutely.
And let's think of this emotionally abusive person as a tornado or a hurricane. You can't tell them when it's just windy outside and it's raining, early stages, like when it's just windy, that, you know what, you're about to really, excuse my language, you about to fuck some shit up. Mm-hmm. Or you about to really get in here and just tear this person up. Because they're going to be like, no, I'm not, you know, that's all in your head. Or, you know, this person does such and such and they da da da. A lot of times it's a lot of deflecting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a lot of deflection. Well, and then sometimes there is some victim shaming either. I can't even think about words. There's also some victim shaming, like, well, they did this and da da da. You're saying that sometimes it has to be a full-on Hurricane Isabel. I remember.
Absolutely.
Isabel had our power out for 9 days. Me and my grandmother was like living off the land, living in a house with no power and eating out of coolers and stuff. Isabel got to come and then stop. And then you got to stand up and look around at all of destruction like, oh, shit, I did this.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when people don't even do that? Because I know people who don't even, they can look at the destruction and be like, well, I told her not to do such, such. Well, I was mad. I told, you know, people, we had a parent the other day, the little girl cussed the assistant principal and the dean out, called the assistant principal, excuse my language, nigga, you should have got the fuck out of my face. Don't you ever fucking touch me, bitch. I mean, she in the seventh grade and this man is 46 years old. Okay. Cussed him out. And the mother said, well, when she is on 5,000 like that, you can't, you know, talk to her. You kind of got to let her go off by herself. What, miss? No. Are we going to help her regulate her emotions? Because if she goes and does this out in the streets, Officer Friendly, who wears blue, may not be as receptive as this assistant principal or this dean is. Like, where's the responsibility or the acknowledgement of, I was wrong, or I did do that. I caused this destruction. I'm not even going to go as far as saying as, what do I do to clean it up? Because most people don't even try to clean their mess up. But just acknowledging, and like you said, acceptance, accepting that, hey, sometimes I might fuck some shit up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I might come into a situation and really tear it up. How do you get people to that place? How do you get, that was going to be one of my questions, like, how do you get people when you're treating them? And I mean, for those of you who are not in therapy, this can be helpful because maybe you can do this with yourself. Like, how do you get people to a place of even being interested in being self-aware. Because a lot of folks don't even have any interest in being self-aware because they don't think that anything is wrong. And not to say anything is wrong with them, but they don't think that they are not self-aware.
Yeah, I truly believe that people are their least selves and their most destructive when they are not self-aware. Because when you are not self-aware, you see everything but you. You know, it's one of those things where you have eyes looking out, but not inward. And part of self-awareness is introspection and reflection. And so, you know, there are many people who are very self-aware, of course. And then you have those that have been that have taught themselves to be self-aware. And then you have those that refuse to be. So we got a little bit of lotty-dotty in everybody, right? But I think that when it comes to how do you get people to be self-aware, first and foremost, they have to be open enough and willing to see what they're uncomfortable with. Because it's almost like you have to be uncomfortable with the uncomfortable. You know, no one wants to see themselves as abusive or or destructive or negative or a monster. No one wants to believe that about themselves. But at the end of the day, what do you produce? And sometimes being able to see what they have produced throughout their lives, through their relationships, and even in their lives, it comes to a point where they don't have a choice but to be honest with themselves and say, you know what? I messed this up. I really messed this up bad. And we can, you know, keep it real simple and think about the relationships that we've been in. And there have been times where, you know, people have come back to you and say, you know what, I really messed up and I'm sorry. But the time that you were going through it, if you told them that, they denied it. You know, it's you. It's you. You know, so they had time to come to themselves, you know, and recognize the impact of their lives on other people. And I think that, so when you talk about how do I get to this place of self-acceptance, acknowledgement, right? Humility and honesty, like all of these things. First of all, you got to humble yourself and get to the place where you understand that who you have perceived yourself as and who you have carried yourself as, you might not just be that person. You know, you may have to get to that place where you admit to yourself you've been a fraud. You know, and that's a
Come on now, because listen now, that right there, that's it. You walking around here perpetrating the, remember that from the 80s and the 90s? You walking around here perpetrating a fraud, pretending to be somebody that you absolutely are not.
And I've done it. I've been a fraud.
We all have. We all have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
So, friends and kin, for today's Straight Facts question, it feels a little bit like this woman was going on a rant at first, but then she got it together at the end and asked her question. But I'm going to go ahead and read it for you. It says, here's the story. It's a weekday and I'm on my way to grab some lunch while I work. Excuse me, I'm drinking my tea. A nice looking man approaches me. We have a general conversation while in line. He asked if I was married or dating. I said, I'm dating, but I'm not married. He asked if he could have my number. Now, before I asked for his number, I asked him how old he was. He said 52. I'm 44, so that's cool. I give him my number, and then he asked, what's your Snap? I'm like, what? He said, well, do you have social media? I said, yes. He asked, which one? I told him, then he asked for it. I said, why? He said, so I can see how you live your life. You overgrown idiot. That shit does not reference my life anyway. I said, I'm cool on that, and told him to delete my information. Listen, women be giving, black women be giving men a hard time. I'm sorry.
No, what?
Sis was like, no, delete my information. So anyway, let me go back because it was funny reading it. You overgrown idiot. That shit doesn't reference my life. Anyway, I said I'm cool on that and told him to delete my information. My question for you, Mimi, is, Lord, why? I'm sure you wondered, how do you know she's black? There you go. Because she literally wrote, Lord, why? In quotations. Why does an individual at our big age think that social media is a reflection on my life? Hell, why at your big age is it even used as a tool to communicate? I cannot accept that kind of stuff, and it causes me to have people headaches. I'm going to start using that. People headaches, and they try to unbalance my Libra scales. Of course, she's a Libra. My Libra scale really quickly. And that is from Denicia from Houston, Texas. Shout out to Denicia. So it seems like the question is, Lord, why? Why does an individual at our big age think that social media is a reflection on someone's life? And why at 52 years old are you even using it as a tool to communicate? Okay, so social media has really like taken over our lives. You know what I mean? And I feel like this is something that I see with kids a lot. And it seems like this is just a part of the new world order. Okay. It seems like this is the norm now, you know? I know when I meet people, like strangers on the street, not people like for dating, but like, let's say I'm at a bar or, you know, I'm at a happy hour or I'm at a restaurant or I'm in the line at the grocery store and you talk, strike up a conversation with somebody. For instance, let me give you an example. I went to Virginia Beach for spring break. The hotel I stayed in, you know, it was kind of like a staycation. So I ate I ate at the restaurant in the hotel quite a few times. Ooh, excuse me, sweet Jesus. So I ate at the hotel a few times and I got kind of friendly with one of the waiters. And he, we were talking one day and he was like, well, do you have Instagram? And I said, yes. And so we exchanged Instagram information and, you know, I told him I had a podcast. He told me that he was a bartender and he had studied abroad. He went to some bartender school or, you know, college or university. I don't know how do you call it, but he did his training as a bartender in like Phuket or in Bali or somewhere over there. And we were talking and, you know, talking about traveling and leaving the country. And, you know, I enjoyed our conversation. And so I was like, oh, let's stay in contact. He was not interested in anything that I had, if you know what I mean. And that was fine, but he was still somebody that I enjoyed talking to. So, you know, the next time I go to Virginia Beach, I would want to look him up and say, hey, you know, Kevin, I'm coming back down to Virginia Beach. Are you still working at such and such hotel? And he may say, no, I'm working at this hotel. Stop by. Or he could say, no, I moved to Bali. Or no, I moved to Mexico. If you're ever in Cancun, let me know and we can have lunch. So I get that people do that because, you know, he may not have been comfortable with giving me his phone number. And I didn't really see the need in him having my phone number because we're not going to be texty besties or, you know, pen pals or, you know, talking on the phone. But it's a great way to stay in contact or in communication with people that you would not regularly talk to or see. I do agree with you, however, if you are interested in dating me, why would you ask for my Instagram? I am not applying for a job. Okay. You are not doing that kind of background check on me. If you want to get to know me, take the time to get to know me. I fundamentally, and it's probably because you're a Libra, shout out to Libras. I fundamentally understand your frustration, and I would probably be frustrated as well because if you want to get to know me, then get to know me. We don't have time for no simple shit like looking at my Instagram, because you look at my Instagram, my personal Instagram, you ain't gonna see nothing but a bunch of like quotes and motivational quotes that I post for myself. And if anybody else is there to get that work, that's fine. You may see pictures of me and my cousins, my brothers, selfies of me, pictures of me as a baby, reposts of babies and puppies. Like, you know, that is not a representation or an indication of who I am. It's just who I want to present as on the internet. The good thing about me is that it kind of all runs together. Like I am who pretty much who I present on the internet, but that's not the same way for everybody because everybody uses social media for different things. I do feel like as a 52-year-old, like that's kind of weird. If he was 22, maybe even 32, but 32 is pushing it, but 22 or 32, like, okay, that makes sense because, you know, millennials and Gen Z, like they're different. They use social media. They grew up with social media. We old, my guy, we old, years old. You don't go on my Snap or on my, and sometimes when men leave with Snapchat, I be thinking they trying to be freaky too. Just so you know, Denisha, I just want y'all to know that was my chair. I did not pass gas, okay? You hear it? That is a chair, just to be clear, okay?
Stick to the game plan.
Anyway, he too old for that, okay? I be thinking sometimes that they be trying to be freaky with Snapchat because they know it disappears like in 24 hours. At the end of the day, I kind of feel like you did the right thing when you said to delete my information because why even drag this out? Like you, it was kind of harsh. It was kind of abrupt and it made me laugh. I got to say that you were like, no, that's good. I'm all right. Cause you can just delete my information. We good. Because that made you, that irritated you. It gave you a people headache or made your booty itch. I get that. You probably could have gave him another chance and just let him know, like, if you want to get to know me, then get to know me. Like, a mature adult versus somebody who grew up in the information age. You ain't had to cut the brother off like that. You ain't had to cut him off like that. Assuming he was a brother, I don't know. But you ain't had to cut him off like that. But you did what you thought was best, and that's fine. But I think that is the answer to your question. Like, people use social media to do background checks on people. And he said that to you because he thinks that that is a reflection of who you are. And it sounds like he's just not mature. You two aren't on the same maturity level. So it's probably best that you don't even waste your time, girl. So good luck. I know how hard it is to be 44 years old, 45, 43, 42, 40 and over out here dating. And you got 52-year-old men saying, what's your Snap? Boy, if you don't get the hell out of my face asking me some what's my Snap.
Child, please. Hey.
I told you guys that I bought this book and it is called Black Liturgies. I mentioned it in my last episode about episode number 88, my happy anniversary birthday episode for Hand Me My Purse. And I talked briefly about my trip to Virginia Beach and how I read a prayer from that book, Black Liturgies, by Cole Arthur Riley, who I found out tonight is a Black woman. Shout out. First of all, cheers to Cole Arthur Riley. Okay. But shout out to Cole Arthur Riley and this book. All this time I thought that Cole Arthur Riley was a Black man or was a man. Shout out to Cole Arthur Riley, the author of Black Liturgies, being a Black woman. It's such a beautiful book. And I know this sounds bad, but now that I know that it is a Black woman who wrote it, it takes on a different feel for me. And I can't really explain it to you right now because it's new, but I feel differently about it. Not that I feel better about it or worse about it, because it's definitely not a negative feeling. But I see the book through different eyes and from a different lens now, knowing and understanding that a Black woman wrote this book. I really, 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 really do. I see it. I see the book through a different lens. And she's such a pretty lady. She looks very sweet and kind. But anyway, I wanted to read, and this is not going to be the last that you hear of this book. I can promise you that. I wanted to read from the book. And so the book is broken into all these different sections. And I read from the section on doubt. And in each section, you know, depending on what the section is, there is a breakdown. So there are prayers, and she breaks down different prayers and scenarios around doubt. There are quotes about from ancestors, meaning like, you know, there may be a quote from Maya Angelou or Dr. King or Malcolm X or Zora Neale Hurston. And then there are meditations, like breathing techniques, where like I inhale gratitude, I exhale fear, I am worthy, like, and it'll tell you about breathing. So they're it's literally on the cover of the book. It literally says Black liturgies, prayers, poems, and meditations for staying human. And so what I'm reading today, there's a benediction, there's a forgiveness prayer for you to read in addition to the different prayers. The book is fucking dope. Okay, that's really all I got to say about the book. Actually, I have so much to say about the book, but the book is fucking dope. If you don't have it, get it. I've been trying to buy it for people ever since I was on spring break. I tried to buy it for my friend Bianca. She would not allow it. Tried to buy it for somebody else. They would not allow it. It's fine. Y'all don't want my book. It's all good. Y'all don't want me to buy the book. They was buying it for themselves. And I get that. I get that. Not the day. I won't allow you to make me feel rejected. And I won't allow myself to feel rejected because you don't want me to buy the books for you. It's fine. But I wanted to read to you today the forgiveness prayer. And it's on page 82 from the section on doubt. Okay. In every forgiveness prayer, in every section, it starts out with, let your soul receive this rest. Let me tell you something. Knowing that a Black woman wrote this changes the fucking game for me. Anyway, let your soul receive this rest. The divine who is both visible and invisible, near and far, small and grand, has mercy on you. Allow them to liberate you from the bondage of certainty, that you would walk freely into curiosity, imagination, and a sacred unknowing. Amen. Listen.
On some other stuff.
Hoo-wee.
You motherfuckers got some soul searching to do.
One more time for your holy mind, and then I'm stop, okay? And we're going to move on. Let your soul receive this rest. Let me drink some tea. Hold on. I'm a little parched. Let your soul receive this rest. I keep saying it because it's something about that is doing something to my spirit, and I can't really put my finger on it. And you can, maybe you can hear me tapping on my chest. Let your soul receive this rest. The divine who is both visible and invisible, near and far, small and grand, has mercy on you. Allow them to liberate you from the bondage of certainty. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I randomly chose this, but my God is a God of intentionality. He is a very intentional God. There is a reason that I'm reading this. When I tell you I randomly chose this, and here God is speaking to me.
Jesus.
Let me read it again. I'm sorry. And if you don't like that I keep going back and forth, that's none of my fucking business. Like, I don't really care if you don't like it, because I'm going to do what I want to do, because this is my show. Okay. Whew. Let your soul receive this rest. The divine who is both visible and invisible, near and far, small and grand, has mercy on you. Allow them to liberate you from the bondage of certainty, that you would walk freely into curiosity, imagination, and a sacred unknowing. Amen. Amen. And amen. And Ashe. Friends and kin, the first thing that I want to do is say thank you to God. First, because God is supreme, and I recognize and appreciate the grace that God extends me every single day of my Black ass life. I want to say thank you to my good friend Ebony Vaughn for being a guest on the show. She will also be on the show next week, because next week will be part two. But I'm just grateful that she took time out of her evening to sit and talk with me about Self-deception. Listen, just hearing the words self-deception, self-deception and self-awareness don't feel the same when you say it. Self-awareness keeps you out of the weeds of self-deception. Okay. I'm grateful that she sat down and talked to me about this, and it was a pretty great conversation. I'm grateful for her. And if you don't have a friend like Ebony, get you a friend like Ebony. I've learned so much from her. I've learned so much about not sweating the small stuff and not worrying about things that don't matter. And just not, and she gets so upset when I say this, not so upset like mad, but like just not giving a fuck. And not giving a fuck like you don't care about things, but like not worrying about things, because how can you believe God and believe in God if you gonna worry? Why are you worrying about things that have nothing to do with you? Why are you worrying about things that you don't have any control over? I am grateful for her friendship because I have learned a lot from her in that way. But anyway, I want to say thank you to the rest of my people, all of you. Thank you to each and every one of you that's been rocking with me since day one, ever since March the 1st of 2020. I appreciate you for being here with me. And even if you just started listening today, I'm grateful for you as well. Either way, sis is very appreciative, and I'm glad that you're here. I'm thankful for my family, my friends and kin, all of my supporters, because support is not always about listening. Support can come in many different fashions and forms. And of course, most importantly, every single one of you guys that are actually out there listening. I love you guys so much, and it is nothing short of an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to share my time and my energy with you, especially if you keep coming back to spend your time and your energy with me. I look forward to the next time that we get to do this with one another. Now, hold up. Before you exit out of whatever streaming service you're using to listen to this, stop for a second. And if you haven't already done so, look for the subscribe or follow button. Click it. Click on that if you have the option to do so wherever you're listening. Next, I want you to go over to Instagram and follow me at HammyMyPurse_podcast. Also, follow me on Twitter at or X, we're going to call it Twitter, at HMMP_podcast, but I don't really be popping over there, like I ain't even going to lie. And on Facebook, just search Hand Me My Purse Podcast. I don't really be super popping on Facebook, but sometimes I am. Really where you want to find me is Instagram and Threads. Threads is like Twitter for Instagram. And if you go to my Instagram profile and look for the little swirly loop-de-loop on my profile, you will find it. Here's another thing I would like for you to do. If you listen on a streaming service or medium that allows you to do so, please rate and review the show and give it a thumbs up. Will you please rate or review the show? Every week I ask y'all to do that and y'all don't do it. I feel like y'all hate me. I feel like
you motherfuckers got some soul searching to do.
I feel like y'all don't love me and y'all don't care about me. That's how it makes me feel. But anyway, friends and kin, be sure to share Hand Me My Purse with your friends, your loved ones, and even your enemies, because the best way for people to find out about the show is by you guys telling them all about it. So tell a friend to tell a friend to what? Tell a friend. Submit your questions for the Straight Facts segment, and I need y'all to do this. Like, I don't really be asking y'all for a lot. I feel like I'm pouring out, and like y'all ain't helping a sister out. Review the show, rate the show, submit a question. It's not a lot. I know y'all got questions because I know everybody's lives is all over, because life is life and for everybody. Mercury is in retrograde. We got solar eclipses. It's all kind of crazy stuff happening. The Breakfast Club interviewed Candace Owens, and the toughest question they ask her is, if I say God is good, what do you say back? Listen, life is happening, okay? Anyway, submit your question for the Straight Facts segment by clicking on the link in the show notes that says submit a question for Straight Facts. It's really that simple. Or click the link in my Instagram profile and look for the button that says or that directs you to submit a question. Your question may be featured on an upcoming show. Also, remember that show notes are always available in the episode description wherever you are listening to Hand Me My Purse. Be sure to take a look at the show notes because that is where I put all of the links and other information that I mentioned during the show that you may want to check out, in addition to some stuff that I just want to share with you. Also, just so you know, the music for Hand Me My Purse is provided by none other than West Baltimore's own Gloomy Tunes. Last but not least, I want to give a big old shout out to my producers, Evan and Taylor. Together we make up Rando Banjo and the Dirty Throats. Although we're thinking about changing our name, once we solidify that, I'll let you guys know. I, Mimi Walker, look forward to you looking forward to listening to Hand Me My Purse, the podcast each and every Tuesday, and I'm out this bitch. Peace. Hand Me My Purse is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.